Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Quite the day on the campus of Columbia University. The New York Police Department had to move in to stop a protest, and they actually did something rather unique in this whole situation in the last 6 months. They arrested protesters. Brian Kilmeade with us for his weekly visit this afternoon. How about that, Brian? How are you?
Yeah, but the numbers were overwhelming. And, you know, you're going to hear some sound, too, of these people saying, we are Hamas. This is in, uptown New York City. Now, just think about this. We all studied a lot. You know, you do the best you can in your SATs. Very few people can even go on the waiting list at an Ivy League school. So these are the people that are like the best, the smartest guys in the class. And they're at prestigious Ivy League university. And they are convinced that the future of the country is with the Palestinian movement. And they are pro-Hamas, which means you are pro-terrorist. You're pro-chopping off babies' heads. You're pro-cutting women, cutting babies out of women. You're pro-kidnapping 80-year-olds and 8-month-olds. That's what you're about.
Yeah.
That's what we're hearing on the streets of New York.
So you have
and that's what we're hearing not, and from these students.
Well, here's one of the students. You have a pro-Palestinian organizer who's a student at Columbia, says they can threaten us all they want with police, but at the end of the day, it's only going to lead more to more mobilization. So what they put a bunch of people on buses and took them into custody today. I find that interesting. And it also comes on the heels of, and I didn't hear a lot of the testimony from the new Columbia, the Columbia president who got into trouble 4 months ago on some of this stuff. So this happens all at the same time where she's promising Brian to crack down a little bit more. So maybe she did hold to a bit of a promise here.
She called in the cops. They had an encampment. So there's two things. There's protests on the street and there's an encampment on the campus. And they set up these pup tents. You usually set up when, Duke plays North Carolina, in those positive ways when college kids were college kids and had a brain in their head. And you want to make sure you get tickets. So they set that up because they knew the president of their university was going in front of Congress. So they decided, let's make it clear. It was not an aberration. We are pro-Hamas. We are pro-Palestinians. We are against Israel. And then finally, at 7 o'clock in the morning, the Colombian president said, okay, guys, come in and you can get them. And they pushed back. They massed around them. They put a lot of people on buses. They resisted arrest. I know there was at least one arrest last night at about 11:30. They decided this one woman decided she would not be arrested. So she went into jail. Let's hope she stayed, because the only people they're really interested in here is Donald Trump. That's the only person that belongs in jail here. So now you're watching the president call Palestinian protesters. Now, that's what Congress wants. That's what you want. That's what our listeners want. But maybe on Columbia, the students who run the asylum, who are more powerful and have the professors scared, the ones that aren't pro-Palestinian overtly, and there are a lot. Now they're going to find out they're the minority. They're going to need the cops for their own protection because they stood up to do what's right. But maybe this is the rebalancing of our institutions, But is there anybody watching around the country with a brain in their head that likes this country, that thinks it's a good idea to miss a Wednesday and Thursday to protest for the Palestinians? This is or for Iran. And Iran, that country that just bombed another nation with 300 plus cruise missiles, that is hated by their own people. But in America, we're now chanting for them.
It's sickening. It is absolutely sickening. Now, the one thing I would say that's a little encouraging here is I don't know how much time. I spent a lot of time on this a couple of weeks ago in the aftermath of one of these protests at Vanderbilt University, where they made some arrests and they expelled some students as well. And then the whiny snowflake students go out there, and this one kid, and they're wearing masks outdoors, Brian, which made it even better, saying that he was treated better in prison or in jail, because he wasn't in prison. He was treated better in jail than he was in the chancellor's office, where he was busting down windows and shoving and assaulting officers. But they cracked down on him, which was important. So maybe a little bit of a trend in the other direction.
Yeah, well, in Google, they decided to protest their own company because of their pro-Palestinian stance, and evidently they have an Israeli contract. So today, Google fired those employees. But you know who led the example? President Biden hires people because of the color of their skin or their sexual preference. And it turns out no one believes in him. And when he came out for the Israelis, he had a bunch of his staffers protesting against him at the White House, some of which have flat out just quit. But that's what happens when you pick people, put people around you that don't like you. And you pick people because of they check boxes. So when the president didn't fire them, what kind of example is that? That's heartening everybody. That's letting the Google guys go ahead and stand up and demand it. Look at Disney. Disney had a bunch of employees stand up and, and harass their CEO. So the CEO changes stances on his their transgender policy. The CEO loses their job. And now Bob Iger comes out of retirement. So these people have to understand. I thought this was a given. You have people that are above you, people that own companies. They're not obligated to keep you employed. So if you want to quit, go ahead and you go protest. But don't expect to keep your job. Don't expect to stay a student if you're going to protest your own university and ignore the cops or fight the cops and allow yourself for 2 days. Can you imagine? And finals week, this is the time when you go in the library, you don't come up for air. And you just say, well, I'm just going to give up 3 days, get a Palestinian headdress, and just go sit in a tent. And then I'm going to get arrested on the street.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.